questions? Sir.
What about the non-value added work?
Well, it's one of the problems that is one of the biggest ones that we face. The transition from manual workers into knowledge workers, which means the importance of our educational system will get even more than it is today. In the agricultural revolution, where 18 million people left the family farm in America, they went to non-intellectual tests on the assembly line, basically. Today, we're going to have retraining programs using it. I think the greatest example of how this can be done, in a sense, is General Electric Company has a program called Workout, in which they learned the oldest lesson in the world. The person who does the job knows how to do it better than anybody else. And as one of their workers told me in a factory the other day, he said, they hired my body for 30 years, now they got my mind too. And you're seeing this spread across our country. But there's going to be a group that will not make that transition. And that's where the safety net is going to happen. But I believe it's an irreversible process at the moment. Sir.
What do you think of this promise that you will only increase taxes for a taxpayer who even is 200,000 or more? Do you think you will stick to that, or it will be an increase for everybody?
I also believe in Santa Claus. There's no way. Yes, sir. I think the commercial banking business is also in the midst of a very traumatic transition. We probably have at least twice as many banks as we need in the United States. If you look at Canada, they got 6 or 7. Germany's got 5 or 6. Japan's got about the same. What happened to us is that when the wagon trains went west, every time they stopped, the guy got off and opened a saloon, a general store, and a bank. And in 1929, we had 30,000 banks. And when I came into business, you used to have a little book that told you what to pay for a dollar bill issued by a bank in Painted Post, Montana. And you hoped that you could collect it and get it there before the bank failed, which was not always possible. Now we're down to whatever it is, 11,000-12,000 banks. And the government has now so hamstrung banks that their future is going to have to be fought for. They've lost the business of all big corporations because the Information Society has given the treasurer of General Motors as much information about the credit of DuPont as the banks have. So the commercial paper market now exceeds the commercial loans of all banks in New York put together. That's never coming back. The second area where banks used to do business was inventory finance. Today you have direct computer hookups between Walmart and Procter & Gamble. There are no more warehouses. There are no more inventory financing. So that thing is going. Then they went into consumer business and the credit cards and so forth. And now we have General Electric and General Motors and Sears Roebuck, everybody you can name in the credit card business. They have no capital ratios. They have no bank inspectors talking about their write-offs. They just do the business. So that we're under siege in the banking community. And unless they change some of those things, the market share of banks will continue to erode. The citizen will be served because the way markets operate, when government blocks out a needed service, somebody else arises to do it. So that but it's a crucial time to take a look at what has been done to the system in the last few years.
One more question.
Sir. No. The reason for it is that the automaticity of the gold standard or the gold exchange standard, as you know, worked that when you ran a balance of trade surplus, if that means anything anymore, or a deficit, you paid for that by shipping gold. And when you ship gold, the money stock shrank, and as it shrank, a depression was created. I don't know any elected government that could permit that to happen. So while the technicians can argue about it, I wouldn't hang by my thumbs waiting for a decision to reinstate it. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much, Walter, sincerely, and thank you for joining with us. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who would be interested in getting a copy of Walter's book, there are copies in the front, and I highly recommend it. I think his talk is a small indication of how wonderful a book it is. He also has a few minutes, anyone who's interested in getting an autographed copy, then he has to run off to a board meeting. So thank you again, and I look forward to seeing you at a future Institute program, if possible. Thank you.